This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. is reporting more than 64,000 new cases of the coronavirus, a record daily high, filling up intensive care units and hospitals in the country's hard-hit West and South. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease official, is urging governors to delay their reopening plans in order to bring a halt to the surge in the virus. In an effort to stop the spread, the city of West Hollywood has initiated efforts to enforce a mask mandate. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Hey, sir, just to inform you, per government order, you're required to wear a face mask.
Patrols are out in force in West Hollywood, California, to make sure people have a face covering on. Edward Ramirez is a captain with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
We made the decision collectively with the city council, with the city manager and the public safety director, to step up the game a little bit and start to enforce the rules and regulations.
So if you don't want to put on a mask,
we don't want to give out citations. But for people who absolutely refuse to wear a mask, I can guarantee you they are going to receive a citation.
That will cost people $300 for the first offense, more than $500 for a fourth violation. I'm Shelley Adler.
Johns Hopkins University is reporting more than 12 million global cases of the virus, and more than 3 million of those are in the U.S. The World Health Organization is launching an independent investigation into the global response to the coronavirus pandemic after some countries appear to have done a better job at tackling the outbreak than others. The WHO chief has said numerous times that global coordination is key to battling the pandemic. For more information on the coronavirus pandemic, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. As countries around the world have battled to save lives during the coronavirus pandemic, many have also been providing economic stimulus to prevent an economic collapse, causing the global public debt to swell to the highest in history. But the International Monetary Fund is warning that cutting back too soon could undermine the recovery. Hong Kong's Education Bureau on Friday announced the suspension of all schools beginning Monday after a sharp rise in locally transmitted coronavirus cases. Schools in the Asian financial hub have been mostly shut since January. Quarantine measures for those traveling to Britain from around 70 countries were lifted today. Those arriving from higher-risk countries will still have to self-quarantine for 14 days, but many popular destinations are now exempt. U.S. President Donald Trump is traveling to Florida today, eager to signal normal life can resume despite a renewed virus rampage. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
With the president trailing in the polls, it's a reboot of the reboot. Weeks after his campaign comeback turned into a debacle in Oklahoma, he'll hold his first in-person fundraiser in a month in Florida. He'll also hold a rally tomorrow in New Hampshire, which was scheduled after aides spent weeks studying what went wrong in Tulsa. There, the president had expected tens of thousands, but instead spoke to a sea of empty seats. Campaign officials are deliberately setting lower expectations this time and making changes to make attendees feel safer from the virus. The event will be partially outdoors, and masks are strongly encouraged. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the UNESCO World Heritage Site, Hagia Sophia, would be handed over to Turkey's Religious Affairs Directorate and reopened for Muslim worshiping. Erdogan's announcement comes shortly after a top Turkish court revoked the since-century Hagia Sophia's status as a museum. Two of Disney's theme parks in Florida will be opening tomorrow, and AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel reports it might be business as usual in the land of the mouse.
It's a coronavirus world after all. And while people returning to Disney will be able to escape from their lockdown for a while, there is no escaping the fact that COVID-19 concerns still abound. And it's more than just wearing masks and practicing social distancing. Those meet and greet sessions with Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck? Forget it. Before entering, both employees and visitors will have to get temperature checks at the gate. Even something as simple as asking a Disney staffer to snap a picture of you in front of Cinderella's castle is now a no-no. That would mean they would have to touch your camera. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.